All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 16th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have the MLB All-Star Game tonight. We have golf actually teeing off on tomorrow evening, really late or very early Thursday morning, depending on what time zone you are in. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, let's get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Have a couple of questions to get us started today. So we will start with those and see where we go from there. So first question came in from Hemi here. And looks like two questions, but two different sports. So let's start with this one. Question says, for WNBA, are there contest sims? If not, how would you build for tonight's slate? Yeah, absolutely. So we actually spent a lot of time yesterday as well talking about WNBA strategy here. So if you missed that, you know, be sure to go on over and check that out as well as a refresher. But for today, right? So we had this four-game classic slate start earlier today. Looks like there is still a two-game slate later this evening. One good thing is that, you know, last time that we did this example yesterday, we actually had to use, I think, like Sunday's game or Sunday's projections in order to build. But today, you know, since the game started early, projections were up early for the entire day here. These will continue to get updated throughout the day as, you know, if there's any news that requires an update here. But at least, you know, we are able to come in here and build some lineups for today, which is great. So first thing I would do, make two small adjustments to projections. And just to answer your question, so there are no contest sims for WNBA for two reasons. One is that there are no ownership projections at the moment. And two is that our projections are coming from a third party here. We are not simulating out the WNBA games at the moment here. So we don't have sims to run contest sims with. So when you go over to your build mode, you notice that the build mode is toggled to optimizer mode as opposed to sim mode here, which is a result of the not having sims for this, right? But nevertheless, we're still very happy with these projections and the team of people that we're working with to provide them. We think they're super sharp and we really like these projections. So, you know, WNBA season is going to come to a halt, I believe, this week. By the end of the week here, they will be taking a month-long break here for the Olympics and then picking back up in like mid-August here, right? But as far as build settings go, you know, I'm somebody who likes to up my mini niche to at least two here. Building 20 lineups is totally fine. I'm going to leave min salary alone. This is a two-game slate. If I was doing a, you know, four-game slate like their classic was earlier, one, the minimum salary would be higher by default. I think it's like 48,000. I'd probably bump it up to 49,000 myself there. And then one other thing I did talk about yesterday is including some randomness, right? Coming in here, including some uniform randomness, anywhere from like 10 to 30%. I would kind of say that, you know, on like a bigger slate, I'd probably be willing to go a little bit lower. On a higher slate, on a smaller slate, I might be willing to go even higher. So like, you know, bumping that up to 20%, getting a little more randomness in there, getting a little bit different from the field with that toggle. And then one other thing we talked about yesterday, which I probably wouldn't use this for a two-game slate, was talking about limiting players from an individual team. I think this makes a lot of sense on, you know, bigger slates, four games and things like that. I kind of talked a lot about why I thought that was just like a general NBA heuristic that there's only so many fantasy points to go around. And then in WNBA, there's even less scoring than the NBA. So I thought the rule made a lot, made even more sense here. But on a two-game slate, I might just leave this wide open. I think, you know, maybe if you wanted to, you could do something like use no more than four per team here. I think four is probably high enough. I can't really see like using five, especially in like a six player lineup here. But that's just some thoughts there if you want to, you know, experiment. One other way to check this, right, is to just run your build and see what the builder does when it's left to its own devices here. So that's what I would recommend there. And let's see what these lineups look like here on the other side. So built our 20 lineups. I want to go and see what the stack exposures look like. So there is 1-5-1 stack. There are 3-4 stacks here. So then, you know, that means like 16 out of 20 lineups are still using no more than 3 players per team. A lot of 3 stacks here on a 2-game slate. That does make a lot more sense to me. So if you wanted to use the, you know, use no more than 4, I think that's fine to get rid of this one lineup here. Get one more lineup. That is a little bit of a lower stack there. I would come in and change my sorting metric from Saber score to projected score here. And, you know, kind of from there, it's just really coming down to, you know, finding the right number, the right exposure levels. And, you know, if this is like a sport where you're not super comfortable in, you don't know a ton about it, maybe you want to get more spread out, right? Maybe you don't want to play, you know, be all in on a handful of players, right? I think that's an okay approach to take. If you're going to do that, what I would do is build a bigger pool, right? So it might take you a little bit longer to build, you know, 100 lineups if you need 20, and then just let that run and then come in and change this to 20. You'll have a pool of 100, and you can come in here and make some adjustments to your set of lineups as far as exposures and things like that go. But as far as WNBA strategy, that's what I would be looking to do here on this 2-game slate. So good luck to you. All right. Next question here, an MLB question. For MLB, filtering greater than zero ROI and filtering win rate greater than zero, does this benefit the lineups? And which mini uniques will you use? Since your update, it was mentioned that you should be able to use lower uniques. Okay, so we did have an update recently here with like some changes, like you know, a lot of like bug fixes, and we're always like updating stuff in the app. If you guys want to learn more about that, you can check it out in the announcements channel in our Discord server. As far as, you know, filtering and things like that go, oftentimes, you know, lineups, basically like lineups kind of have to win in the contest sim to be positive ROI. So, you know, filtering like ROI greater than zero, that's going to do it just enough for you. I don't even think you need to go and filter for win rate greater than zero, because if a lineup is not winning, you know, the payout structures are so top heavy so often that it's highly unlikely that that lineup is going to end up being positive ROI. So I think like only one of those is really required. And, I'm just going to take a peek here at, you know, some of those announcements just to make sure that I'm not missing something that you said. So just so you guys know, announcement was, we just released an update to the app that has the following improvements and bug fixes. Building lineups has been sped up significantly for certain sports such as golf, NFL, NBA Showdown, tennis, MMA. You should be able to build a full pool of 5,000 lineups for these sports in under 30 seconds in most circumstances. I know something that comes up a lot. A lot of people mention it, like, hey, you know, why is the default set to 2,000 for some of these showdown sports? Well, that's not going to be the case anymore because the build speed has been sped up so significantly. Other things here, you can favorite individual lineups now, right? We have this star icon next to the lock where you can just send this one lineup to the favorites. Also, when you do send a lineup to the favorites, one, you're going to get a confirmation here on the right. And then two, we're going to show you how many lineups are in your favorites in parentheses here. I know this has been one that has been highly recommended in the wish list or other ways of contacting our team. Let's see what else we have here. I don't see anything about uniques or anything like that, but I think that, you know, as far as like covering the filters and things like that, I think we did a good job of following up there. So let's jump over to the next question. And then if there's any follow-up, just let me know. All right. So two questions here from Sammy. Sammy first said, let's get this in here. Which way to So Sammy asked, what is the best way to approach the MLB All-Star game? So just so you guys know, we will not have projections for the All-Star game tonight. It really comes down to the fact that the All-Star game is a super unique format where basically basically, you know, trying to get everybody in the game. And, you know, that doesn't lend itself well to how our MLB model typically works. Our MLB model, you know, works a lot differently than that. It is, you know, not set up to handle this high substitution format where, you know, pinch hit rate is like literally like through the roof. So that's why we don't have projections for it. It's just such a unique format and kind of deviates from the MLB norms so significantly that we do not have confidence in using our normal MLB model to project the All-Star game. So that's why we don't have it there. But if you are going to be building some lineups, you know, having some fun, maybe doing some hand building, things like that, I would say that, you know, non-starters always get rostered less than actual starters. You'll probably see this, like, literally if you go on your phone on like DraftKings, it's going to show you like starters. And then there's like a little tab that says like show players who aren't starting. And like those players are like almost hidden. So those players get used way, way, way less. But in an All-Star game where the batters are going to get subbed out at such a high rate, pitchers are going to get subbed out at such a high rate, I think it is totally okay to focus most of your exposure allocation on players that are not starting, probably get them at an ownership discount. But that would be my advice there. All right. Next question here from Sammy. Let's get this one in the chat. And two more questions. We'll just... All right. We got both questions here in the queue. So first one was, when at the build review revised stage of your process, if you have a take on a player, what is the best way to get to the desired exposure of them? Is it by bumping their projection or their exposure, which has the best takeaway? Thanks. Okay. So in my opinion, if you know you want somebody, if you're like, hey, I want to play this person, I think they're going to do good, you know, I'm very convicted about this play. What I would recommend is I would use a minimum exposure. And then what I would do is, you know, come in here, set their minimum exposure to whatever number I wanted. And then I would rebuild the lineups, right? This is the build, review, revise. And then it's basically like a build again, right? You're going in this cycle. So what I would do is set that minimum exposure, rebuild lineups. This is going to guarantee that you get them, as opposed to doing a projection adjustment where, you know, even if you bump a player up, you know, 1 point, maybe the builder still doesn't like them. And maybe the builder is like, hey, you know, even with this small adjustment, we think you should only play 5% of them, but you really want 25%. Well, now you're going to be in this constant cycle of adjusting the projection, rebuilding, adjusting projection, rebuilding, as opposed to just telling the builder, no, I know I want 25%. So let me just put that in and give me exactly what I'm looking for, then that will make that process a little bit more streamlined for you. Next question, when looking at your metrics, the way I need to read are like 0.3 equals 30%, correct? Yes, that is correct. So, you know, if I come into like Saber Score and I look at the single game formula and I see that we are multiplying some projection by 0.8, we are taking, you know, 80% of the sum projection. So if the sum projection is 100, then the variable in this formula is plus 80 here. So that is how you could read that. All right. Taking a peek, Sammy said, thanks. Appreciate it, man. Happy to help out. But it looks like those are all our questions here today. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.